The acceptance of the results of the election will widely rest with the voter turnout and with the amount of actual or perceived election fraud. Keeping in mind that the turnout of those registered on the voting day has been always low in Libya, just about 22% at the current local elections, this figure of 56% is certainly not enough to provide credibility. I would consider at least 2/3 of those in the voting age to register as a minimum. Emad Zaye is fully aware of this and therefore he has extended the deadline. Thereafter, there will be also 30 days for Libyans living abroad to register. Although the number of those registering are currently for the time being quite low, there is also a positive sign. During the last week, there were so many new registrations, up to 30,000 per day, that the registration system faced even technical problems.
Saif Muammar Gaddafi, son of Libya's former ruler, overthrown in the 2011 revolution, who is still wanted by the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity, has announced, as New York Times says, his intention to re-enter politics in Libya. Despite being cautious about whether he is running for president, he believes that his movement can restore the country's lost unity. Does he stand a chance for Libyan presidency, especially if he relied on nostalgia for his father's dictatorship as an alternative to division and infighting?
That's difficult to say, but I believe rather no. However, the more the situation in Libya gets more challenging for the population again, the better his chances would be. Just to name a few, the security situation is slowly deteriorating in some parts of the greater capital of the greater Tripoli area and western Tripolitania, some major fighting almost every second or third day. But also in Benghazi and in south, the situation is deteriorating. There is an ongoing electricity crisis with very long blackouts. There are sabotage acts on the man-made river, endangering water supply for the coastal areas. So the more challenging the situation is getting, the better his chances would be. But the ICC warrant is certainly a major problem for Saif. Even if he were to run and get elected, the ICC would seek to execute the warrant. And there is the example of Kosovo's President Hashim Thaci, who needed to resign after he was indicted by the ICC just last year. Saif would not be able to travel abroad, with a few exceptions of the countries not recognizing the ICC. But even more important, if he would be elected, this would almost certainly mean a return to major violence, as many of the 2011 Tuwar, the revolutionary fighters, would never ever accept him. I predict that probably some of them would already try to assassinate him during campaigning.
Khaled al-Mishri, the president of Libya's High Council of State, told the New York Times that elections are not likely to heal the rift between East and West and may even steer the country back toward war if they elevate one of its most divisive figures, and Saif al-Islam al-Qaddafi may be the most divisive of them all. What could be the scenarios if the presidential elections were basically a contest between General Haftar and Saif al-Qaddafi?
Even if both Haftar and Saif would candidate, which is far from sure, I don't expect both of them in the runoff vote, as they would be pretty much after the same kind of voters. Actually, if both of them would run, this would probably limit the chances of each of them to make it into the second round, because they would steal each other the voters. Not only Khaled al-Mishri, but also other prominent Islamists like Abdurrahman Shweli from Misrata, al-Mishri's predecessor as a High Council of State chair, and great Grand Mufti Sadiq al-Garhiani already announced that they would reject and even fight election winners like Haftar and Saif. And this must be certainly taken for serious. Currently, I don't see any candidate who could gain the trust all over the country, especially if the voter turnout will be low. I can only recommend to the international community to urge all the Libyans to register and to vote and to provide an efficient international supervision of the ceasefire before it is too late. There is a very deep split in the country. I would say Libya could only find to stability through a federalist system, preferably based on the old constitution as an interim tool. This old constitution should be re-implemented by the new House of Representatives very soon after the elections, if they take place.